we used to do a kind of an annual tour every Christmas, but then the last time we played was about Easter 2 years back, so that's a long gap for us, but we were busy. We were in other parts of the world, like Australia and Japan and so on, but that's a long gap to leave without going back to play. But I've been back, obviously, on holiday and so on, but we're hoping to play some festivals this year and do a tour in September, I think. It's a secret at this point.
Not giving away your age.
Well, I started very young. I started at an acoustic guitar when I was 9. That'll give you an idea. So
it won't. That won't give me any idea. Yeah. You could be 90.
I could be.
You're not, yeah, though.
I've been playing since I was 9, so that's, how many years is that? 15 years?
It's a fair time, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that, I mean, it depends on what happens, but the world is kind of going off its axis at the moment, so you don't know what's going to happen. But I think the 80s, the 70s were very cynical, and a lot of changes occurred, and a lot of them were brought positive change. They helped them things, because rock and roll was getting a wee bit aristocratic and a little bit funny.
Rather elite, wasn't
elite,
it?
Elite, yeah. The bands were getting like royalty, so the clubs are more active again, and groups are more gritty and street level, obviously. So I think that helped. And then you've a lot of electronic, in other words, synthesizers and electronic drums. That's the other department, which is not my cup of tea. But there's a lot happening. But I think in the 80s you're going to have, I don't know, I think it's going to be, it's not going to be like the 60s or the 70s, obviously, but it's going to be fairly creative, I think, rather than just all this, I think it's going to be more spontaneous and more sort of instinctive, rather than all this sort of analysis that went on in the 70s. You know, everyone was trying to, there was more talk done than playing, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? So.